Vice President Pence gave no details about specific ways to reform the federal tax code. He said taxes would be lower for working families, small businesses, and family farms, a line Hoosiers will remember from his term as governor. Pence said Trump will sign a tax cut by the end of the year with a goal in mind.
We'll simplify the tax code so that working Americans can file their own taxes on one sheet of paper.
He also called on Democratic U.S. Senator Joe Donnelly to support the reform.
President Trump has called on all the members of Congress in good faith to put partisan posturing behind us and come together as Americans to create a 21st century tax code our people deserve. And so I'm here in Indiana today on the president's behalf to say to all of you, we need your help. And Senator Donnelly, we need your help too.
Donnelly did not answer questions after the speech. In an email statement, he said tax reform should benefit middle class and working families. Donnelly said he hopes the tax code reform effort is a bipartisan process, but pointed out that Trump's administration has not yet released the details of their plan. According to city officials, Pence's visit to Anderson was the first by a president or vice president since 1952. That's when President Harry Truman spoke from the back of a rail car for 5 minutes, urging voters to support that year's Democratic presidential candidate, Adlai Stevenson. In Anderson, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.